ואלה המשפוטים אשר תוסים לפני. The end of last parsha, Parshas Yisroel, is Kabbalah Satoira. The end of Parshas Mishpotim is again Kabbalah Satoira. The Torah cuts the story of Kabbalah Satoira and puts in the middle Ve'ilei HaMishpotim. Not only that, Ramban and Rashi bring down a medrash Ve'ilei HaMishpotim Vov Moisif al Inyan Rishon Ma'ele Misinai Af'ele Misinai. The question is, what is so important Ve'ilei HaMishpotim to start, to put it in between the two Kabbalah Satere, between the two Kabbalah Satere? What is the point? So Yisroel Salanter says the Torah wants to teach us the importance of Choshen Mishpat. He says this is the reason the meaning in Klal Yisrael, and most of Klal Yisrael also. When a kid starts to learn Gemara, you start from Eilu Metzias. Some yeshivas in some countries stopped, I'm not going into that, about the yeshivas in most of Klal Yisrael over the last 2,000 years that were in Galus, they started Eilu Metzias. Why? To teach the kid, you find money, Eile Metzias Shaloim, Ve'ele Chayev Le'achris. Money is not Hefka. The first thing you teach, I would think Zokar Bisrael, after Kabbalah Satayra, the first mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu goes down, he tells Klal Yisrael, Tfilin, Korbones, Kochim. If you break a window, you pay. If you have a fire, you pay. Every guy has such halachas. No, Ma'ele Misinai, Afele Misinai. This is the way people are. Chemdas a moment. I said I don't want to be marich. We spoke about the shmuz this week, but it bothers me. It bothers me. Sometimes you see two bochim going in a taxi. They fight with a taxi driver on 3 shekel. If you know, it's less than $1. Yeah, they fight the whole way. I know because I'm the next one in the taxi and I hear about it. Yeah. The bochum go off the taxi to stop at the store to buy a can for $2 to drink it. So it bothers you that the guy will have 2-3 extra shekel. But you say, Mechanachim, you know how much can kapel echet? Mechanachim, he has not a kosher phone also. I mean, there's much more things to be Mechanachim. He has a smartphone. Could Mechanachim have that, you know? But the guy, that bochum will say, oh, yeah, but Mikol Mekoy. What is the pshat? I have, b'derech klal, every week I have at least 10 din teiras with zev. With, you know, I don't even know how, you know all the teiras that you have in yeshiva. Sometimes, okay, some bochim don't have money. I'm not speaking about these boys. Bochim comes as a din teira for 6 months and has $100 if that bochim will pay him or not. Zev doesn't make no money. He loses money in the end of the year. So enough the 3 deers don't pay and he didn't make no money for the whole year. Yeah, he never makes money. They're fighting the whole Zman not to give him $100 because it was a leak. A couple drops of rain are falling in. But this Bocher every day goes out to lunch for supper for $100. Maybe. In the middle of Seder, he goes down, takes a coffee and a drink. And it's one store that charges 5 shekels. Well, other stores charge more, yeah? You're spending $100 a day. You're fighting a dictator 6 months. Not even your money, it's your father's money. What do you care? I'm serious. It's a terrible zach. I was being in Bochum, I had dictators in Bochum that appears at the wealthiest yidden in Klal Yisrael. I'm telling you. Dictators for months on $100 for Zev. He spends an hour. 2 hours when I sent him to come back and forth, yeah? Back and forth, weeks. And he goes to the restaurant, he orders. He has animals in all of his shirts, yeah? What happened? It's a terrible zach. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down to Mount Sinai. Ve'eile ha'mishpotim. Boir Ha'olam says, like it's a parsha of tefillin, it's a parsha of mammonas. People, when they see money, they become so blind, they could become like animals. They behave like animals to get a poor dollars. And not only people that are poor. I said over, and a couple times this man said, that was a yid. Came to shul. He asked the Rav Shaila, the Sheikh, the cow. They were passing the cow straight. Came home, his wife told him, we'll switch a shul. The other Rav doesn't check cows. So, Baruch Hashem, our Rav knows halachas. When the Shabbos Shabbos, brachas, they wanted like to have wings, you know. They shechted a couple chickens. The Rav thrifted everything. His wife said, we'll switch a shul. The other Rav doesn't, he buys. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, our Rav. Came Sukkot, the husband comes home, the Rav said, we have to buy an Esrog Aleph. He said, then the other Rav himself uses a Gimel Esrog. We'll switch a shul. He said, Baruch Hashem, our Rav knows the halachas. Comes Rosh Hashanah. He says, you have to check the mezuzahs. He checks the mezuzahs. They have to switch all the mezuzahs, $2,000 in their house. They have 20 doors at least, yeah? So the wife says, oh, the other guy just buys them online. You know, we have to switch a shul. He says, Baruch Hashem, our Rav knows the halachas. 2 weeks in the middle of winter, the neighbor's kid is playing baseball. As a ball hits the bathroom window, that small little window, 5 inch and 5 inch. He goes up to the neighbor, you have to pay. He says, Cotton Shehizik Potter, the neighbor said, not Cotton Shehizik. You know, our neighborhood doesn't go like that. We live in the best and better places, yeah? The city doesn't let you have to pay. If you kill a place, he says, I'm sorry, Cotton Shehizik Potter. So I'll go to my Rav. He goes to the Rav. The Rav says, the neighbor is right. He's Potter. He comes home, we're switching a shul. His wife told him, before it was thousands of dollars, he didn't want to switch a shul. The Rav said, you don't have to pay. Yeah. If Yenim gets my $20, I'm switching a shul. I want why I'm saying it so stark. I want to tell you, you're laughing till it happens to you. I will tell you, Bli Neder, when you were confident in the Torah of Zed, I'll remind you how you were laughing here. Some of you are in the middle of the Torah even now, yeah? You just don't see it. You just don't see it. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai. Ve'eile ha'mishpotim. The Kishbohu stops Matan Teire, gives Mishpotim. People think, like the Buskerov, that like the Goyim have rules, we have rules. It's a big mistake. By us, it's Din Teire. And if you lose it at Din Teire, even that you're right, you don't have to feel bad. The Zohar HaKodesh says, Eile ha'mishpotim, Eile seder gulgelaye. I heard from Reb Shalom Bavarsky. He was a bocher in Ponovich. They found 50 pounds, English pounds, in the Bismedrash. They went to the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, Botso Moes Mefuzorim, all of us know. Hareyelu Shaloi. They asked the Chazanish why. He said, He's Meyash. He told me, Yosh Shaloi Medas Lo Ave Yosh. Bozoi Begimore. Odo Mosu Lemashash Bekisu Bechol Shot. Well, you know, from now on, from the Cheder, from the Metzias, yeah? They went back to Ponovich, they stand on the four sides, they check, no Bocher put his pockets, in the his hands in the pockets, the whole Seder. I know there was no phones, I can't show hands to them, yeah? But no Bocher put his hands, so maybe they went to the Chazanish and they said, there's no Yush, no one is Mamashish B'Kisa B'Chol Shom. Chazanish said, even so, so the Chassidish Bocher there asked them, "Efshe the Rav made the Baal Shem?" Baal Shem says, "Eile Mishpotim shteit in Zera Kodesh, Eile Seder Gulgilaya." It's like the Baal Shem Pshat. A person steals; he has to come back to the world. So how he pays it back? Well, he orders by the guy fish, and he pays the guy. So he owes him on the new world. How you pay back the last world? You owe someone $1 million from last world, yeah, from last cycle. You come back to this world, now what? You order by him a closet, you pay him $1 million, so you owe him again. Teretz says, he sues you, and he's wrong, and based on passing that he gets it, and then you give back. And if you fight with the Beis Din and you don't get it, you'll be back for the third time. This is the Baal Shem. These guys that go out Beis Din and course, you could write down in the caver. They said you could sell the caver for cheap because he's coming back anyways. People get so angry with the Beis Din when they lose it. If you don't go to a Beis Din, you go to court, be very upset. But when you go to Beis Din and you lose, no, some people claim that in our system, the Beis Din are not good enough. The Rabbanim are good. The system is not good. I know I have a friend, Rabbi Yosef Kozanovsky, he's trying to make a new system, to pay millions of dollars to have Dayanim that could sit day and night and take care of the system. They'll have lawyers, they'll have everything. Because people are like scared to go to Beis Din today. What is the pshat? Everything is working perfect in Klal Yisrael. Yeah? Even the Chadorim are almost taken care of. Yeah? Everything is working out. Why Bati Dinim are not taken out? I'm sure it disturbs everyone here. Maybe some of you are not exposed to it yet. Hopefully never. Yeah? I heard once, because our Bati Dinim are not, is Eile HaMishpotim Eile Seder Gulgalayim. There's so much money that has to go back and forth, so Hashem makes it like that, that sometimes the Din Teira can't prove. I'll give a mashal for the Din Emes. It's the same famous Maise that they say that the Zman Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was a guy that sat and learned day and night. Once a month he would go to the city, he would buy schoyer, they call it a yarid in that days, and from that he would have what to sell for the whole year. One time, after a couple of years, his wife told him, it's such a shame in the month that you go there to buy. You know, I know what you buy. You could learn that month. I will go. She said, no, Rebbetzin, you know. He said, no, I know what you buy. You buy benches and materials. And I'll buy it. I'm tichtik. It's okay. He gave her the money and he went back to learn even that extra month. She came to the place and she lost it. Kids are looking for it. She lost the money. Kids are after a bit, a year found it. So, came over to the yid, give it back. So, there's a loch ir shiru ba'akum, even if it's a semen, you don't machz it. Because the guy is for shumayash. The guy can, it's the parnos of the whole family. Guys that have 9 daughters to marry off. I can't be a nice person. A pi aloch, it's my ir shiru ba'akum. Even if it's a double semen, it's for shumayash. The wonder of Yitzchak Elchanan spent. He went there, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, you have to give it back. He said, why? Ir shehu ba'akum, it's a yush. He said, the answer is, that this money doesn't belong to her. It belongs to her husband. He sent her shliach to buy. Litkun eshtardich v'loy leivusim. He didn't give her permission to miyash. The yush is not chal, so you have to give it back. This is the reason some rabbonim say, when you find money today in the street, could be, you can't take it. Right at some other master kisi b'chol shor, but when the ladies lose the money of the husband, they don't have permission to miyash. Time the Gemara, the ladies didn't have money. But in our days, the lady has more money than the man. Before the credit card, now it became a bit different, but I'm saying, so could be halacha will change. Chleisnish. But when we come b'koim, so for sure, the din of the Torah is a din emes. There's no shaila about it. But the yesoid advorim, I'm saying the yesoid that we have to know that ve'ela mishpotim avhem misinai. So our Sternbuch says a little bit different nusach. Ela seder gulgalaya. He says if a person has a gzeire from punishment. So Hashem makes him to lose in the Din Teire, that this will be his kapore. Then the pasuk is mamshich. V'chi yinotzu anoshim. If רק שיפטו ייתן ורפו ירפה. זה הלוך רב שבץ. I started to bring down Chassid Shavot. I was one of the rabbis, I forgot his name, I don't know exactly the name, that he saw someone very sick. So he told the guy, you know, if you keep Shabbos and you makpid on the covet of Shabbos and Isur Shabbos and Oimek Shabbos, you'll be okay. And the guy, all the doctors really gave up. And he kept Shabbos and he became better. He had like a limp or something, there was nothing more to do. So everyone spoke about him, said the big Moifus and the Rebbe. He said, we read the Pasuk, Rak Shifto Yiten, not Shifto, Shabbato. Rak Shabbato Yiten, Ferapo Yerape. I think this is the Pshat, and another Pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis that when you go to visit someone in Shabbos, you say, Shabbos Imelizoik. Rashi says, "Bischar, mechabed Shabbos. You're not yelling and mitzayir in Shabbos. The refuah is kroy v'lovay. It's not stam. Shabbos imelizoy refuah kroy v'lovay. Bischar, Shabbos imelizoy. The refuah is kroy v'lovay. So, Rashi says, 'You can learn pshat. Stam. The schus, the mitzvah. But if he does, it's much more from that. The bischar that you keep Shabbos, that Shabbos has a koyach to." Shifta yitan v'rapa yirapa, bischar that you don't do in Shabbos. So b'meile, you have a halacha, rak shifta yitan v'rapa yirapa. There was a maase in Bnei Brak. There was a yid that walked in the street, the machlekes, l'shem shumayim, I think. And the guy gave his friend a punch in his face, he fell down on the floor. When the ambulance came, they were sure that he got like his brain, I call it. Mixed up, they were the CT. Hashem, check everything is good. He woke up, he got up, everything is okay. Came back home, he got a bill, $20,000. He's not insured. He went to the guy that hit him. He said, "Ripui, pay me ripui." He said, "Ripui for what?" He said, "For the CT." He said, "They found out he didn't have." So I didn't do it. So there's no ripui. So he has to pay, he doesn't have to pay. He went to the basin of Nissim Karelitz, he passed and they have to pay. And I heard this maestro from Rabbi Povalsky the first time we were flying together in a plane, and he told me, Basin shall gazloni, man. Why he has to pay? It's not called ripui. And he gave me a marshal. He said, what if a guy takes two cups of water, he puts poison in one, in the other one, and he mixes it, then he chaps you, he pours it in your mouth, and you don't know if you're poisoned or not. So you run to the hospital, they check that was water. You have to pay. Ripui? No. Demyanis. So the guy shoots you with an air gun in the back. You know, you feel the blood, yeah? You run to the hospital, it's garnished. They check all over, no holes. Don't have to pay. I asked him, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Shaila. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me you have to pay. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me you have to pay. So the cup of water, he's not sure. But he said, in the case of hitting, this is ripui. This is ripui. The guy said, like, I think if a person is mukhir b'refuas ishtay, for sure he has to pay that also, right? To check, when you get a bang, to check how to fix the bang, this is also ripui. This is for sure. If you have to check five ways till you find one medicine, then for sure it's ripui. You didn't try to check the check and nothing was doing. You just woke up. Zalman told me that it's poshut for him that this is bichlal chiyuv ripui and you have to pay. So now it could be as a psaraya, Mateis Babakam El Amit Gimel. I don't want to go into it. One mamshich of Benvaita. Pusik is mamshich. זבח לאלוהים וגר לא יסיינו ולא יחרצנו כל אלמונה ויוסם לא יסענו אם אנה תנו יסוי כי אם צויק יצג אליי שמוי האש מצא הקוסוי וחורו אפי והורגתי אסכם בחרב והיו נשיכם אלמונה יסו בניכם יסיים כל אלמונה ויוסם לא יסענו Till when she's called Almona. If she remarries, she's called Almona or not? I sent this letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky when I was a bocher. What about the one she's Almona? Pashas, when she gets married again, it's Meduik and Rashi here, and more in Rashi Bog Mitzia. Rashi says, V'hoyu nesheichem Almonas. It says, V'chor api bochem, V'horag tiyestrem. But Hashem kills someone, his wife is almana. What is the pshat? V'choro api, v'horagti eschem b'cherev, v'hoyu nesheichem almanas. So Rashi says, v'mashu shenemar v'horagti eschem, eini yodea shenesheichem almanas. And harei ze klolo acheres, shu anoshim tzruris almanas chayos, that you will die, but the wives will not know that if you're dead or not, and they cannot get married again. V'nimtzu almonis le'olam. As Meduik and Rashi, that if they remarried again, they're not almonis. There's a sefer Leket Yosha, the Talmud, in the Leket Trumas Hadeshe. He says, V'trumas Hadeshe hayo nizar b'kvoid ishtoi ki almona neso. It's mashma that is a din almona, even second marriage. So I think Chaim answered me. I'm not sure that you're right. When she gets married again, she's ois almona. But if the new husband is mitzar her, she says ois chaval. I lost my first husband. So the Torah Sadesh was nizar bekvoid ishtei ki almona neso. Because when he fights with her, she says ois. My first husband was better. So she again cries that she's missing her husband. But Be'emes says Rabbi Yeruchem has a shtickel here, and I want to read the shtickel for Rabbi Yeruchem. He brings down that Chazal say that is lav dafka almona. Div Rashi says mechilbe. First of all, Loshon Rashi. Rashi says kol almona v'yosim nisanu hu adin lechol odom elo shediber hakosuv bahoive lefi shem tshushei koyach v'dovor motzui la'am noisa. Every person. Chepzach with Almona, because Almona is a Chepzach. But Rashi says, "Hu adin lechol odom, elo shediber hakosu b'hoive lefi shem tshushei koyach v'dovor motzui la'anoisa." He brings down in the Mechilta b'Zbadam. I'm just saying over a shtickle from Rabbi Ruchel. Kvar hoyo Rabbi Shmuel v'Rab Shimon yoitzim la'ariga. We know from Asor Aruge Malchus. Omar loy Rab Shimon l'Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi. Libi yoitze she'einu yoidei alma ani nerak. I just can't handle it. I don't know why I deserve to die. I just want to know. Omar leRabbi Shmuel leRabbi Shimon, miyomecho ba'odom etzelecho ledino leshaila. Someone came to ask you a shaila. Veikavto yashti yashoite koyscho. And you told me I just have to finish my cup of tea and then I will answer you. Oy oy teftalischo omrotoy ro im ane tane oisoy echot oni merubo ve echot oni muot ve horakti eschem bacherev omar lo in khata ni rabbi zog rabbi uch oy mekadin and such a little time that you mitzayr the guy. I'll explain it. I'm sure all of you will say, so when every guy knocks on the door in the room, you have to open right away, no shaykhs. Why I'm explaining it? Because it sounds so far, so sometimes you can't relate to it. We learn such a chazal, relate and then understand. To teach you how to learn a medrash. When someone comes to you, to your room, and you just finish speaking to your friend, you finish your can that you bought after you fought with the taxi driver, yeah? That, so the guy could wait 2 minutes, no problem. When someone comes to ask you a shaila, he's in a position that he's lost. He needs help. Someone comes to a din Torah, his kishkas are turning inside. In a second, I will explain to you what I'm talking about. In that minute, the guy is mitzta'er. How much you have to be careful not to mitzta'er a person. Rabbi Yochanan writes on himself, "Umizeh shadeles lechedri, the door to my room, I'm not lacking it, and even that it causes me bitul bezman. Aval yuchal lirois, I can't see ba'achzorius hanigremes lebachurim shiamtinu kamashoes bechinom ve'rav ha'ashchose beze ubezmaneinu." Shenoyagim lesader chadrei amtone, waiting rooms. Sheshom yechagu anitzrochim. Upeomim tzrichim loshev shom zman, dei rav. Doim eli sheoivrim al ze. I'm going to give you the examples that you can relate to. The first one you will like, the second one you will not like. You know, you're waiting to get accepted to a faher b'lo sheshiva. Five people skip you and you mamish plats in there. That's what he means. You went to get the room by the mashgiach, yeah? That's what he means. All of you agree, it's not right. To make a system that you can walk in right away, right? Someone comes to collect money by you. You make him to wait 20 minutes. Just finish your meeting. The guy is platzing. The guy knows that he's going to get it. He's platzing. And anyway, he's going to get a no soon anyways, yeah? But you finish your phone call. Make it short. The guy's no reason. I disturbs, Rabbi Yisrael says, also disturbs my time. You could say, I'm not available today. Say that. You make the guy to wait outside. Your friend is schmoozing with you. Let that mashuach to wait for half an hour. Oh, too bad. Then you give him $5, $100. No mashuach. This is the inui shaloi latzeirich. The guy comes to ask, he wants the extra piece of chicken from your table. Okay, now Baruch Hashem, the system is different, the issue is not again anymore. Yeah? But you know what I mean. I will let you know soon. There was an extra portion here. I will let you know soon. Don't already know. Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is clean. He doesn't know why he deserves to get dead. Alevai aleinu. Alevai aleinu. He's clean. He says, everything I'm accepting, I just can't chap what I did wrong. What he found him. It says in the pasuk, if you over leisane, veharakti eschem becherev. How much inu you do to a roommate? The olam goes home away for Shabbos, and he doesn't know, and he feels out of the picture. Such a shchoseh. I will learn with you, Chavrusa. I will not learn with you. I didn't have time to think about it. Not so, you can say no. I don't have time to think about it. I'm busy now. Next week I'll answer. The guy in the meantime is platzing. These are the cases. When the guy needs you, and you could answer him, and you delayed the answer. Rabbi Yochanan gave a whole shmuz. He said he didn't have, he couldn't have Rava Ashchose. Needs you. People like it somehow. Like it. Well, that's it. I know it's hard to get hold of me. I know it's hard. My fault. I'm trying to work on it. Yeah. There's problems. But to be aware of it. Now, you have to understand, if you will not get killed for that because you're bigger from Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't make it better for you. You deserve to die. Just the pshat is, you deserve so much things before that. The punishment of that tzar is misa. Misas asor arugi malchus. You're so low, it's not a nebach, you're so low. It's not a nechama. You're right, you will not die for those aveiros. It's not The guy, his job is to clean the horse, his alimony, but the king, he cleans the horse's house, yeah? The farm. He's in charge to clean the farm. And there's another guy who's in charge to clean the crown of the king. But the guy leaves a piece of dirt in the crown of the king, they chop off his head. I think in the farm, if Imamish polishes it in one place, they find a little dirt, that could be the you want to be in the, we're trying to get to the queen to the crown. We don't want to be in the farm. Pasuk is Mamshich. The Anshe Kodesh Tiuli Ubosor Basode Treifel Loisechelu Lakelev Tashlichu Oisa. Chazal bring us the Ma'aseh that there's no Chalois Din Kelev. Why Kelev? Loim Alecho Shein Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekapeh Aschar Kol Berya Senechob Ne Yisrael Leichatz Kelev Leshoinoi Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Tnu Lo Yischar. We pay the dog. We paid the dog, he didn't bark. I understand, what is this big payment? I remember once I was in Lake Beaker, Connecticut for a Shabbos. It was like a Shabbaton, a Gantz Meiser. It was like a panel in the afternoon. And the place that the panel was, like, was a huge dog. And this is the place that put me to sleep by night. And, you know, I don't get along so much. I'm a little bit scared. And you know, I manage. We sit at the panel, the dog comes, and the guy that wanted to attack says, "Why all the rabbis are scared from dogs?" He wanted to make notes. He finished the whole, I lose my whole. So I said, it's very interesting. I also had this question for years. But I said, I have two experiments. I said, first you see Klal Yisrael pay the dog for years for not barking. I said they were very scared of the dogs. If they were not scared of the dogs, what are you paying for the dogs? It was dogs that didn't bark. Klai Sofie, the dogs didn't bark, went out of Mitzrayim. I said the real Jewish people are scared of the dogs. So this was the Siyata Nishvai. I asked him, it was more as baby, but anyways, the Daskenim brings down a different reason. I'll get back to Rashi. He says, HaKorah Satoy. Shemosar Nafsha, he says, Derech Ha'olam was, until today, they have dogs in the farms that look after the sheep and the cows. They save them, even the camels, they save them from the wolves. Because the wolves don't come with his dogs. This is the way it is. The dogs look after the animals. So, HaKoras HaToiv, for the dog, that till now he looked after the animal. So you give him the treifa. Even at this time he failed, yeah? The treifa happened. So you can say, yeah, but now you realize how much you need his help. Look what happened when he didn't help. But I heard once in the Baldic chat, and listen carefully. We pay the dog for saving the treifas, but this time he failed, exactly. You have people, you help them. I have a guy, I helped him, he came to yeshiva, I took care of him, took care of his charuses, took care of him. Got married, I went to his chasdim, Misalik Yidushin, took care of him. He had problems, took care of him. Then his kid became 5 years old, tried to get into a cheder. He asked me to help him. I said, I can't. Huh? From then he doesn't know me anymore. You know these people? I'm out of them. You have a good friend. For 20 years he did everything for you. Now you want him to do something, and this time he doesn't want. His wife doesn't let him, he doesn't do it. His friend. Chazal tell us, when the dog failed, the Torah was to teach us, but you know how much years he washed the cows? Give him the nevela. This nevela, you want to beat up the dog now. Today the dog didn't, he was playing with a different dog, and he didn't learn, and the wolf came. The Torah wants to teach you. When a person owes a koras hatoiv, you don't drop it for one time that a guy didn't do what he needs to do for you. I remember when I was a bacher. No, I was married already. It was years ago. I think you were born already. But was a bacher. His name was Nachshon Waxman. Remember Nachshon Waxman? He was kidnapped by the Arabs. and the Arabs wanted some things for him, and they gave an ultimatum, was Lel Shabbos. If Israel doesn't give X, they will kill him. Everyone said to him, from Frum to Fry, from big to, from young to old, everyone. Lel Shabbos, the Israeli army, the Assam, they found out where he is, they came in, the Maisa, the Arabs killed him before they managed to get to him. They found out Alti, the Arab Mamish, Shmo. Mamish, bad case. Sunday morning, they interview his mother in the television, TV. They asked her how it could be. Everyone davened. Hashem didn't listen. She said, you know, we're survivors. Her name, her husband was Yehuda. Her name I forgot. She said, me and my husband said, we're survivors. We're in the war. We asked our father, save us in the war. He said yes. Later we were trying to come up to Tzisol, you know, he had to smuggle in, it was a whole thing with the boats. We were almost chap, we davened, we said, Hashem, Tafari, let us in. We came to El Tzisol, we didn't have jobs, it was hard to work, we davened, he said, Father, give us a job, he gave us. Then we got married, we were older, it was quite impossible to have kids. And we davened, and we said, please give us kids, and he said yes. Yesterday night we said, Ta, save our son. And he said no. The father is allowed to sometimes say no. This is what she answered. I remember this, though I didn't see it, I just heard it on the radio. The Torah wants to teach us the lesson of Akoa Satorif. The dog saves you the whole time. This is the animal that takes care of it. When it one time failed, remember all of the good that he did to you. People have such a teva. It's a good friendship, and there's one mistake. The guy said something wrong. He's over. He did one thing mistake. All his friends. This happens to parents as well. Kids, parents take care of them, everything. They get married. They want the father to support them next. The father says, no, I don't think so. Stop to talk to his father. Disgusting. Again, I'm yelling at it because when the guy does it, he doesn't come to ask me anymore. You know what your parents did? When you got born, they bought you clothes. They sent you to Camp Mook. Last time, I just, the only camp that I know, I'm not every week you speak against me. They sent you to Eretz Yisrael. They bought you a bike. They bought you, you know how much money they spend on you? A wedding for $200,000. They did everything for you. And now he said no. He forgets. It's erased. This is the teva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is training us on dogs. Of course, the dog is a fresh dog, it's an old dog, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is only to teach us the musag. It's a mismedrash to teach us. You have to give it to the dog, yeah? Learn. Some you owe a Koras HaToiv. Even when he fails, you owe him the Koras HaToiv. So you have to do something within a veil and give it to the dog. Train yourself. Train yourself not to lose and remember the good. So what if today is bad? But it's 50 goods. Everyone's a givaldik maise, a skilim. Was a guy. Every day he came to ask the Rav Shabbos on his chickens. Pitom, he stopped to come. For 3 months he doesn't come. After 3 months he comes again. Frank the Rav, he didn't eat chicken for 3 months. He said, no, I ate. He said, so why I didn't come? He said, I learned Pashas Mishpatim. So I decided instead of coming to the Rav, I put it in front of my dog. If he ate it, it's treif. If not, it's kosher. So the Rav says, Givaldi, so why you came back to me? So the dog became a machmir. So it's a nice story, but it's a big lesson. A lot of people, they choose their Rav. They make close to the Rav. Eat them the Rav. Doesn't go the way they want. Now, different Rav. The Rav is good to them, calls man, it fits. He says, you're allowed to eat in these restaurants. He's not machmil agabi this echsherim. He's not so frum agabi that. Pitam, the Rav starts to say no. These people look at the Rav like a dog. He says, you're Rav? You stick to him. stick then. Let's finish one more vote. Says Loisisa Shem Mashov, the Rambam says, is also to the Dayan to hear one of the Baledinim before the other Baldin. Ramot Chedruk brings down in a sefer a beautiful maimon. I just want to say the Tamtzis. He says when you hear one side before the other side, it doesn't make a difference how much the other side comes over, it goes in. They bring down a story on David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, he met the Eved of Mephibosheth. And he asked him, he was going with food and everything, he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to my oven, to Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was Shaul's kid. He's doing a party today. And he said, maybe you will die, David. And Klal decided to put him back because he's the Eved of Shaul. So David said to this slave of Mephibosheth, you could take all of the money from Mephibosheth. That was not true. Mephibosheth was fasting. He was sad. And then he comes to see David. And David asks him, where you were? He says, I was sitting and crying, and I heard that you're running away, and I tried to join you. So he says, okay, go half-half with the heaven. Zog the Ralbag, because he heard the Loshonore, it stayed a suffix. So he said, half-half. Yotzo Basko, Zog the Medrash. Moran Shabbos. When he said half-half, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yachlo Ik Malchus David Le'erovim Benedat. Ramot Chedruk says on himself, he would daven in Musayef. You know where's Musayef? It's like his father's shul. It was a guy, a Yiddish guy, that davened there, mamish. Crying. And he said he would just sometimes just walk in to see the guy davening. One time when he came in, a guy told him, what, you misspoiled from this guy? He looks like a tzaddik, and one thing he's mamish, he does every day, is one aveira, he's mamish into that aveira. He said, I knew that the guy is lying. But from then I didn't look up to the guy anymore. I knew the guy is jealous that I'm coming to look at him. So, didn't help. I knew it's not true. It wore out. A person has to know, when you hear bad, it doesn't make a difference after it. When a person comes with a dinteira and a guy tells you the story, and then the other guy tells you the story, you automatically lean to the first guy. Mele is an issu to a dayan. And Chazal say that Beit Shammai, why Beit Shammai was zoiche? Why Beit Hillel was zoiche? Because every time they said divrei Beit Shammai before their stuff. It's not stuff. Every time Beit Hillel said Beit Shammai before, Beit Hillel didn't try to convince. They knew if they say what they hold before, it's nishken raya. They said first what Beit Shammai holds, and then what Beit Hillel holds. This is the reason Beit Hillel was zoich. A person has to know when he hears a machleikis, a dinteire, never to listen to one side without the other side. Because when one side goes in, like Rav Druk, I tried for years to take it out. And for, he said, 10, 15 years I would go to look on this guy davening. One guy said, a Lashonore, and I knew it's Lashonore. That doesn't help. How much we have to be careful. Choice.